Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, January 24, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode with my guest, Monica Herron, President and CEO of Flanagan Farms, a 40-year-old natural foods company. But first, I'd like to welcome all of my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us because I know you have lots of other things to do. Now, if you're listening live, I encourage you to participate, and you can do that by asking questions or adding comments, either on the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines, you just press pound one, and I'll see that you have a question or comment. If you're in the chat room, you just type in your questions there in the bar provided at the bottom, and I'll be able to see those also. Now, if you're listening to the show after we've recorded it, we're doing it live right now, but a lot of you listen to the recorded version of the show, I want to welcome and thank you as well. Now, regardless of how you access the show, if you enjoy it, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it. As a matter of fact, you could go ahead and get on Twitter right now and start tweeting about the show as we air the show. Now, on my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, you can see where to follow me on Twitter, on Facebook. Most important, when you're on the show page, go ahead and add yourself as a friend of the show. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Flora Brown, author, coach, and inspirational speaker. I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. Now, over there on my website, you'll see a number of things, but I want to point you to life coaching in particular because this is the start of the year, and a lot of people are pretty enthusiastic about making changes. Whenever the year starts, it seems like we have a clean slate and people are ready to go. So I want you to know I'm still booking personal appearances for 2011 and also a few more coaching clients. So if you'd like me to appear in person to motivate, train, or inspire your group, your staff, your event, or you'd like to work with me as a coaching client, you can do that over on my website. Just look at the tab that says Book Flora, or you can email me directly. My email is flora@florabrown.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. And to get at that goal, each week I interview guests from different fields because all of these fields have to do with happiness, self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, all of these things are important to our happiness. Today, my guest is Monica Herron, the president and CEO of Flanagan Farms Natural Foods. This is a nut and trail mix manufacturing and distribution company serving major chain and specialty grocery stores in the western U.S. and globally via the internet. Now, Monica is the second-generation Flanagan to take the helm at Flanagan Farms and continue the 40-year tradition they have of promoting healthy lifestyles through simple, clean foods. All of Flanagan Farms' products are natural with no added salt or preservatives. Now, Herron is also co-owner of The Little Farm, a certified organic persimmon orchard in the rolling hills of San Diego's North County, where about 800 fuyu, and you're going to have to help me with that, Monica, to make sure I said that right, fuyu persimmon trees dot the landscape. Now, during the fall harvest season, the fresh persimmons are hand-polished for sale in specialty markets and dried and included in Flanagan Farms' gourmet trail mix, nuts and fruit. Yum. In every area of the business, Herron stays true to Flanagan Farms' motto of simple is best. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Monica Herron. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It is my great pleasure to be here this morning.
Well, thank you. I want you to know it is an honor to speak to someone who has been involved in healthy eating and healthy living before it became popular, before it became a fad.
Well, you know, that is really the truth. Everyone said my parents were absolutely crazy because nobody would, why would anyone buy a nut that was unsalted? How gross.
Well, that gets me to tell us a brief history then of how your company started and what it was like growing up in a family that ran a natural food farm.
Well, we started back in 1970. My parents, Owen and Patsy, started the company. My father was an mechanical engineer in the aerospace industry, and my mother, Patsy, was a secretary. And during the aerospace meltdown of the late 60s, my father was out of a job and quite the entrepreneur, and they were looking to find a niche and support the fact that my mom, as a neighborhood chairman with the Girl Scouts, you know, this whole idea of being natural and living with the land and providing something really good tasting that didn't already exist. So that was the birth of Flanagan Farms.
Wow. Your parents were far-reaching thinkers, weren't they?
They were. And well, as I said before, most people said that they were absolutely crazy. And there are a few people out there that still think that the idea that you can actually enjoy a nut that is not fried and salted, you know, that is just a mystery to a number of people.
Well,
but,
you know, this is always the case with successful entrepreneurs. When they start something, it's always looked upon as weird and strange to the others because it's different.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. I think that's exactly right. And as is your question to growing up with the company, I have to say that one of the big things it did is fuel the whole entrepreneurial spirit. Because, you know, as a little kid, I didn't recognize that we were doing something that was healthy. You know, this was just what we did. We ate probably a little bit more buckwheat than the average family did, and that was truthfully not my favorite. But as far as the whole healthy lifestyle, that was just part of our family. But I have three sisters, and all of us were involved in the company in one way or the other in learning how to the manufacturing process went, learning accounting, learning distribution, learning how to deal with, learn what good customer service was and how to implement that. So I think that was just part of the growing up.
You know, you were so fortunate to have that experience because I think when you grow up in that setting, well, you got a double blessing in your growing up because you got the healthy lifestyle, but you also got the entrepreneurial way to make this lifestyle available for other people. And so, but by growing up in it, it was a natural kind of thing. All that training that you got didn't feel like training, I'm sure, at times, because it was just the way your family was. This is, for you, it was normal.
Yes, and I think that I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose other kids earned their allowances, you know, doing, I'm not sure what they did, but mine was sticking labels on plastic bags that would later, you know, we would put nuts inside.
Right, right. That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Well, you know, nowadays we pay a lot of lip service to healthy eating, and we've gotten a lot of misinformation about what's good for us because now that it's a fad, now it's fashionable, a lot of information swirling. But most experts seem to agree that the best foods are the ones that work in cooperation with our bodies and are easy to eat. And these are frequently called superfoods. Could you tell us what makes a food a superfood? And then tell us what some of these superfoods are.
Sure. A superfood is basically an easy-to-eat food. It's a clean food, it is a whole food, and it's packed with nutrients. And this is more so than regular foods. And they have benefits just beyond their nutritional content. So what they do is they help, they give the body a boost in fighting free radicals, which are bad cells. So, you know, with the term antioxidants, that this is an antioxidant is something that fights the free radicals in the body. So this gives more benefit for the nutritional pack than the average foods. So the superfoods, there's a whole slew of them, and they're all really common things that we think that why should these be so powerful on our grocery list? A few of them are yogurt, plain yogurt in particular, eggs, nuts, of course. And I say of course because this is where we are allow ourselves to contribute to the superfood area. Kiwis are another powerfully packed fruit. Quinoa is a really high nutritional grain. Beans, you know, we think beans get seem so simple, but yet they're so good for us. The cold water fish like salmon. Salmon is a super packed with nutrients. It's got the omega-3 fatty acids. It's low in calories, and it's a really high packed protein for us. And then we have a few things that are called negative calorie foods, even. And broccoli is one of those. So broccoli, and I think this is so strange, your body actually burns more calories eating broccoli than broccoli puts into your body.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's cool, too.
So it's really good for you, and just the mere fact of eating it, it's metabolizing for us. I mean, that's just fantastic. There's a few other negative calorie foods in the world, and those are. But broccoli is just a super one with high levels of beta carotene, which is vitamin A. It's just a really super food. Another one is sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are another one real high in vitamin A, and they're also really easy to digest. They're low calorie, but they give a great they give you a great boost. They're very low on the glycemic index, and they'll just allow you to feel great after eating them. I would recommend not frying them.
Are they also negative calorie foods?
Sweet potato is not a negative calorie food.
Okay. I just wanted to check.
Yeah.
So far, I love everything that you're naming. But you said don't fry them. I know that seems like fried sweet potatoes suddenly became popular at a couple of restaurants. And but they are fried and loaded with other stuff. It's not good for you.
Yeah, you know, anything in moderation. But I think that the key is to eat clean foods. You know, our bodies are these incredible workhorse vehicles for us, and what we feed them and how we fuel them is how we can show up in the world. So if we're able to fuel in simple, clean ways that our bodies love, then we show up with more clarity, more energy, more stamina. We can make a bigger difference in the world.
Well, you know, what do you mean by clean? Because when I think clean foods, I'm thinking foods that have been washed properly. But what do you mean by clean foods? Because I'm assuming you have a broader meaning for it than what I'm thinking.
Yes, and there might be a definition of this in the foodie world, but to me, what clean food means is things that are unprocessed.
Okay.
So you know, way back when we got a customer letter from someone who said, you know what, your package of almonds, I can't find the ingredient list on it. And I looked at it and I thought,
They're almonds.
They're almonds. And I, off the cuff, I thought, okay, you're just silly. And then I thought about it later on, and I thought, wow, you know, here's somebody who's really conscious about what they put in their body and really wants to know exactly what it is. And our food is so clean. There's nothing done to it that the title of it is our ingredient list. So,
wow,
so she was right. We actually didn't say ingredients equal almonds.
Because to you it was just assumed. But it's true that there's so much stuff in other things we buy these days that you do have to pay attention to that.
Yeah. And for me, it's just easier. You know, you if you know what the food is and you know why you're eating it to fuel your fabulous body, well, then it's a really simple decision. It isn't always an easy decision because there's a lot of distractions out there from, you know, what is easy and what we think is easy or how we maintain that, I'll just for this time I'm just going to zip through the fast food place and pick something up. And, you know, every once in a while, not a big deal. It's when it becomes your regular mode of eating, then that becomes something that doesn't allow you to show up great in the world.
Right. And so after sweet potatoes, did you have another one on the
I did. Berries. You know, berries are not only are they really yummy, but they help you control your blood sugar. If you go back to the plain yogurt, the combination of plain yogurt and berries is a really good one. A lot of people think that plain yogurt is, how could you possibly eat it? Well, once you get hooked on it, yum. And with some, add some berries, a little bit of nuts, you've got, you know, you can have this fabulous meal and just staying within the superfoods, not even mentioning all the other wonderful foods that are out there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks for sharing that list. I want to talk about nuts. I know that's your area of expertise. Nuts are one of my favorite foods because they're so easy to eat and tasty, and, you know, you can grab them on the go and just pop them in. What are the best nuts to eat? Are there some nuts that are better than others to eat?
Well, you know, all nuts provide different benefits, but right now and you probably have even heard in the news or there's a big push on almonds, and the reason that almonds are so notable right now is one of the things is that a very small amount of them provides a big pack of protein, and it also allows you to satiate, feel full. So if you're eating in the middle of the afternoon and you want to just have a little bit of a snack and keep your blood sugar in check and continue on with you know, a little high protein punch, a handful of almonds is going to do that for you.
Wow.
So, and it's just easy.
I love the fact that not only do they provide protein, but they make you feel full, because one of the things I used to do in the past was to get so hungry that I would just pop anything in my mouth because I didn't want to stop working. And something like almonds can satisfy that need to fill yourself up, feel full, and not do harm.
Right, you don't do harm, and it takes a long time to eat them. You know, you have to chew it up, and that's where the satiety point comes in.
Right. That is so wonderful. So that's why they are so popular right now, and just raw almonds are the best, I take it, with the clean concept in mind, without adding salt or all that other stuff.
Right, exactly. Now, we also dry roast our almonds as well. We have raw almonds, which are just, you know, I would say top of the food chain for as far as what we would consider. They're our very most popular nut. And also by dry roasting. And we dry roast our peanuts and some of our almonds that we sell. And you can dry roast any nuts at home. It's you just simply put it in a pan and have the heat go, and you're roasting that almond, that whatever it is, whatever kind of nut it is. The trick is not to add oil, not to add salt. You want to just the dry nut, and that helps really give you a little extra burst of flavor.
Oh, really?
More intensify the nut.
Oh, okay. So if we do dry them at home, did you say doing them in the oven is better than on top of the stove?
Either way, they cook really fast, so you just need to keep an eye on it. You know, put them on a cookie sheet, put them in the oven, have a little toaster oven, you know, something you can keep your eye on.
Okay, that's cool. Now, if you had one piece of advice for my listeners on healthy eating, what would it be? Because there's a lot of advice out there, but if you had to pick one, I know this is kind of tough, one piece of advice, what would it be?
One piece of advice. I would say be conscious. Know what you're eating. Know why you're eating it. And when you know those two things, you're better able to manage how much you eat of something. So we want to be in balance. We would like to fuel our bodies but not have excess fuel in them. And so portion control is a really important part. And if we start out thinking, okay, how much am I going to eat of this? And then we have a little rule about that. That's one way to go about it. But if you start from the point of view that I'm conscious, I'm eating, I'm fueling my magnificent body, you actually are naturally being more in a level of portion control.
Yeah, as you were talking about the importance of being conscious and knowing why you're doing it, and you use the word fuel, I got an image of being at the gas station. Mm-hmm. And at the gas station, you know you consciously are there to put gas in your car. You know why you're doing it. And you also know not to top it off. And they even warn you not to top it off. So it's so much related to what you're saying here. Now, are there some places we can go and get help with our, especially now that we're at the beginning of the year and we're all thinking about resolutions and we have this renewed determination, where can we get some support for our healthy eating habits?
Well, there are lots of places available on the internet. There's one site that I think is a really a good one, and this is a free calorie counter website, and it's called MyFitnessPal.com. And I like them because you can just put in the product, and it brings up nutritional information as well. So being conscious of your nutrition, the calories, and the foods that are helpful for you. That I like that site. Of course, our website, FlanaganFarms.com, has a whole boatload of information on all the nuts and nutritional information. And then we also have a VIP club where you can text the word nuts to 69302, and that will enable you to be part of our VIP club. And then whenever we have interesting new information about nuts or specials or discounts or anything, you'll be notified first.
Oh, that gets me to the question of where listeners can get a hold of your product, because I know you're in a lot of retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
And do you sell to consumers from your website, or they do need to find the retail stores?
No, we are available. We have a retail online store at FlanaganFarms.com. We're also available in the major chain grocery stores and specialty markets, primarily in the California, Nevada area. So if you're outside that area, it's best to find us online.
Okay. All right. So they can go to www.flanaganfarms.com.
That's right.
And then over to myfitnesspal.com is another site where we can do the calorie counting. And it's wonderful to have these resources online, because we need that support, and we need that extra help to keep us on track. I want to ask a question about portions. This is one thing, of course, those of us who have been paying any attention in the last few years, a number of groups talk about portion control. What does a single serving look like when you talk about nuts? Because I know I love cashews, for example, and I can just grab a handful and another handful and another. What does a single serving look like?
So it's that first handful.
That first one, huh?
The first handful.
Okay.
Those extra ones are popping off the tank. You know, there are actually, somebody has sat down and counted out the almonds and said, okay, this is a single serving, or this is a single serving of cashews. And frankly, I don't count them when I eat them. But if you were going to, 24 almonds is a single serving, which is roughly a handful. And cashews,
right.
Somebody thought this up, 16 or 18 of them, I would say a handful.
Yes.
So I think you're pretty safe with a handful.
Well, you know what? I was thinking when you were saying that actually another analogy that came to my head was that God has given us our scoop, our portion control with our hand, our cup our hand and get that handful, and you have your portion control.
Ooh,
the
clever.
Problem is when we start topping that tank off, that's where the problem comes in. Now, what makes your company different? Because there are obviously other companies out there that sell nuts. And what makes Flanagan Farms different from other nut companies?
Well, I think that we really stay true to the ideal that simple is best. You know, we do what we've done for 40 years. We created a line of simple, clean, high-quality, premium nuts, seeds, and trail mixes, and we provide exceptional customer service and the education and knowledge about nuts so that people are able to learn more about what they put in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. You know, we're candy-free, and we're really proud of that. Not all trail mix manufacturers are.
That's true. Well, I am so happy that you shared this with us, because one of the key themes I've heard throughout all the things you have said is the importance of being conscious and aware of what you're doing. And I think when we're conscious and aware and educate ourselves that we're going to be on the right track. It's when we do things without thinking and do things last minute without any thought or planning that we get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to find out, when you were talking about when I mentioned persimmons back in the beginning in the intro, the little farm, the certified organic persimmon orchard, and what happens over there? You know what I was wondering? Do you have tours of the persimmon farm and so forth?
You know, we don't currently, although we have been thinking about doing that. The persimmon harvest season is in the fall, and it's a cold harvest fruit, meaning that it needs that chill in order to ripen. Mm-hmm. And the trees are incredibly beautiful. They have that brilliant orange color, and they start to lose their leaves. And at that time of the year in North San Diego County, the sky is so blue. And it's just a photograph waiting to be taken.
Wonderful.
Not to mention that they're really yummy, too. But we've thought about doing tours, and we haven't decided whether or not that's a good idea.
That's
on the table.
That would be cool. We can go to your website and learn about that when it's up. That'd be cool. I was just visualizing watching the workers hand polishing and learning about how that whole process, and then of course ending with tasting.
That sounds like a good plan. In fact, we have some new video going up on our on the internet that shows the people we have the people that pick, and then we have the, our packing people, and they literally wear white cotton gloves and
wow.
polish each and every one of the fresh fruits
wow.
that go into the grocery stores. And they, you know, it's, sometimes we go into other stores and see, oh, look, they have persimmons. We think, oh, my gosh, how they would dare sell those? Horrible looking.
Well, I am so delighted that you made time to join us today. We have run out of time, so I'm going to pull the show to a close. I want to thank listeners for tuning in and invite all of you to join me again next Monday, January 31st at 11 a.m. for another great show. Interestingly enough, I'm going to have another entrepreneur on next week. I also remind you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. I am your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. Thank you again, Monica.
Thank you.
And thank all of you listeners for tuning in. I'm going to ask you to have a blessed week, and remember...
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
Color your life happy.